I am Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode 57. This podcast is directed to all young people, but primarily to young black men, young black women, and their parents. We are thankful for all of the people, both black and white, who are standing up for justice and racial equality in this country. But this podcast is about the man in the mirror, and it doesn't matter whether you're black or white. What are you doing, young sir, young ma'am, for the glory of God? What are you doing to make life better for others, for your family, and for yourself? This podcast is about living life in such a way that it cuts back on the chance of being harassed or killed by the authorities or anyone else for that matter, and helps you to live the good life of peace, productivity, and joy. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man or the woman in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits in your life. And today we will continue looking at the quality of contentment from the Power for True Success by the Institute in Basic Life Principles. In our last episode, we talked about how a lack of contentment produces covetousness. Today, we begin by looking at how covetousness produces idolatry. If we desire what God has not given to us, but what He has given to others, we are guilty of coveting. This is a violation of the 10th commandment, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's." When we expect from possessions or people what only God can give us, we turn them into idols and become guilty of idolatry. For example, if we expect security from money, we make money an idol because only God can give us security, real security. Likewise, if we expect fulfillment from wealth or expensive possessions, we make them idols. The same is true if we look to food or diets alone for health. Benjamin Franklin said, "Discontentment makes rich men poor, while contentment makes poor men rich," and he is right about that. Contentment is achieved by exchanging things for more of Christ. Someone has wisely observed that Jesus is all we need, but we will not know it until He is all we have. Paul understood this truth by exchanging things for more of Christ. Allow me to repeat that. Paul understood this truth by exchanging things for more of Christ. "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." In one sense, life is a continual exchange. We exchange time on the job for money. We then exchange money for food. And we exchange food for strength. A wise person will exchange things of lesser value for things of greater value. Jim Elliot said, and he's famous for saying it, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Contentment allows us to gain things of greater value. Contentment is setting our affections on eternal treasures rather than on temporal possessions. It is experiencing the qualities of godliness without the distraction of earthly cares. Jesus warned about the conflict between temporal things and eternal riches when he spoke of the seed falling into different types of soil. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Remember, the more you release earthly possessions, the more you can grasp eternal treasures. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for this time together. Lord, help these men and women in the mirror, and help all of us to be content with such things as we have, and enjoy the life that you have given to us, and give you the glory, the praise, and honor. And we pray for the salvation of those who are lost, so that they can have peace, joy, and contentment as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.